We're looking today at Daniel chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading in verse 20. It says, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His, and He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Human history might seem random to some people, but the careful eye is going to notice that something seems to be driving history in a certain direction. That's not to say God interferes with history to the extent that He takes away our free will. But at the same time, there is a definite pattern to how nations rise and fall. The second chapter of Daniel, in fact, is proof positive that somebody is definitely steering world events. 2,500 years ago, God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream that laid out the history of the world and its empires in advance. And not once has that dream ever been proven to be wrong. When God showed Daniel the contents of the dream, Daniel's immediate response tells us the key point of Daniel chapter 2. God changes times and seasons, and God decides which kingdoms rise and fall on the world stage. Now, it's important to note that the kingdoms you find in this prophecy, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, were not necessarily ruled by God-fearing people. In fact, most of them were anything but. Nebuchadnezzar was an idol worshiper and a self-worshiper. Alexander the Great fancied himself to be a god, and the Romans, well, you've had enough history to know what they were all about. The point is that God uses whatever or whoever He wants to make things happen. You and I might have a lot of trouble seeing why certain people come to power, as I imagine the Israelites had a lot of trouble understanding why a man like Nebuchadnezzar was able to rule the ancient world. Of course, the prophets had told Israel why they would go into captivity, but let's put that aside for just a moment. It still would have been hard to understand why Nebuchadnezzar, a man who cared nothing for God, was so wildly successful. It only goes to show, when the people we think deserve at least begin to prosper, that we need to keep our focus on where things are ultimately headed. God has a plan. He doesn't violate our moral choice, but at the same time, His hand continues to push history to its final grand climax, the second coming of Christ and the kingdom of heaven. So, no matter what your fortunes happen to be at the moment, have faith that God still has things under control. Don't allow what's happening now to rob you of your faith. Instead, keep the finish line in sight and remind yourself that God is still in the driver's seat. I think you'll find it's just a better way to live.